Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Stefano Garzarella. Today, we will try to answer this question. So if we can run QEMU and BioStuser on operating system other than Linux, where especially BioStuser was developed. Before going into the details, when we talk about BioStuser, as Matthias already mentioned, we are talking about VirtIO devices. So VirtIO is a specification, I think most of you already know. It is a specification to create standard devices for virtual machines. I put here some links to the last spec and also to the GitHub repo where the code of the spec is. And essentially, the specification defines the core components of every device, the initialization steps that guest and host needs to do in order to create the communication channel, the transports that VirtIO supports, which are PCI, MMIO, and Channel.io, and then there is a big section for device types, so all the devices that are defined into the VirtIO spec. When we talk about VirtIO, of course, we are talking about devices and drivers. So usually the VirtIO driver, let's start to the device. Usually the VirtIO device runs into the host, and the guest will have a driver, a VirtIO driver, to communicate with the device. The spec, defines essentially, the spec and implementation, of course, defines three paths. One is the control path, the data path, and the notification mechanism to wake up both sides. So essentially, the control path is used for feature negotiation, so the driver and the device will understand what they can use. There is a configuration space to expose some information from both